I'm Chris Gross at Chris Gross. I'm gonna remove that.
You can't remove that out.
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everybody. We are back after a couple of weeks hiatus on Tuesday, October 30th. This is Can I Get a Podcast? I'm your host, Jeffrey Cooperstein, alongside my other good friend and co-host, Chris Gross.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Chris, it's Halloween time.
Yes, it is. And because it's Halloween, we decided we were going to do a special edition of Can I Get a Podcast? This is our Halloween special.
Woo!
Is what we're going to call it. And so how this is going to work, we have a couple different things we're going to do. Coming up in the second segment of the podcast, we are going to be homeowners, and DFW sports teams are going to come to our door.
And they're going to trick-or-treat?
Yes. And
let's
we will
go.
Decide what we're going to put in their candy baskets. But first, I thought Halloween can be spooky. And some sports players can be spooky.
Absolutely.
So I thought we would do our scariest players in sports.
And we did this, both did a little differently.
Yes. And I actually looked at it a couple different ways with a couple of my different players, but I'll just start here. And just from a pure on-field perspective, I don't think you can get a scarier player than Barry Bonds. That was a guy you did not want to face.
That's a great one.
A guy so good, they would walk him with the bases loaded. That was a guy who, in his prime, during his MVP seasons, I don't think there was any player you would rather face. You would rather less face than Barry Bonds.
I wish I had this stat in front of me, but it's an absolutely insane stat, so I don't remember it off the top of my head. But it's something like, if you were to convert all of Barry Bonds' 762 home runs into strikeouts, he would still have like an over 800 OPS or something insane like that. I don't remember what the stat is, but yeah, it's something that ridiculous.
That's insane, and he's just, you know, whether he juiced or not, he was just scary.
He was very scary.
Yeah.
My first scary player is going to be Steven Adams of the Oklahoma City Thunder. When you look at the dude, you just get freaked out. He's 6'11", he has tats all over him, has the long hair from, is it New Zealand? I believe he's New Zealand. He's an Islander, and when you see him, you just don't want to go up him. Nobody wants to face him, first of all.
He definitely is a freaky guy to look at. The hair,
yes,
the tattoos, everything just makes him, he's like a guy that if you turned, you know, if you're walking down a dark alley and you saw him, you would definitely be like, I'm going to turn back around. I don't want to walk past this guy.
No doubt. And also, he's really good, like, on the court.
Yes. So that's another factor. I'm going the kind of the same way with my second guy, and it's Sammy Sosa. Just purely,
ooh, good
just
one.
Purely from the way he looks, he looks like a Halloween character. He looks like a vampire.
Now, does he have Michael Jackson syndrome, or did he bleach his skin? Conspiracy.
He bleached his skin. He had to have.
That's what I think.
Google a picture. Now, if you're driving, don't do this. But Google a picture of what Sammy Sosa looks like now. Dude, he looks like Count Dracula.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's creepy.
Sammy Sosa was a great hitter. But I'm totally leaving that off the table and saying this just purely, if you look at the guy, you do get freaked out.
That's pretty awesome. That's a good. I wish I would have thought of that one.
Sammy Sosa, very scary.
One I thought of on the way up here was Vontaze Burfict, the linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals. Easily, probably the dirtiest player in NFL history. But when you see that dude, he is an absolute monster, and I don't think I would ever want to take a hit from him, even in pads.
Yeah, and so I'll kind of tie that into the next guy I had on my list, James Harrison.
Yeah.
Where those are two guys that you could not pay me enough money to get tackled by those guys, especially Vontaze Burfict. Yeah. It seems like once a year he's good for what is the dirtiest play in the NFL of the season. That guy is super, super sketchy. This is Can I Get a Podcast? We are running through our scariest players in sports, and I'm kind of towards the end of my list, but one more I just wanted to throw out at you and get your thoughts. Would you put Michael Jordan or LeBron James on the list of scariest players in sports?
Okay, funny you say that. I thought about putting LeBron on my list, but I thought that would be too mainstream.
I think you can put both of those guys on there for being clearly the two best players in basketball. ever.
Ever.
And a guy
unless you ask my dad, Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, he's old.
Yes,
and we're not as old as he is.
No.
So outside now, it's kind of weird we're saying this with how the Lakers are performing right now with LeBron on their team. But other than that, you've known that LeBron is a guy where you can drop him onto a team
and they go to the finals.
Yeah. It's a team that would be a lottery team or like an eighth seed without him, and he's taking them to the finals.
Now, I don't know if that'll be the case this year. In fact, I'd be willing to bet it's not the case this year, given what the Warriors have done so far.
Yeah.
But LeBron is definitely a scary player. There was one guy I had on my list, or who I just thought of, who you have will have zero appreciation for because he's a hockey guy.
Okay.
But Zdeno Chara of the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
This dude has been playing for about 20 years. I think he's like 43 years old, and he's still in the league. He's 6'9". He's a defenseman, and he hits like a truck. And I used to play hockey in my day.
Yeah.
Back in my day. I wouldn't want to be in the same building as this dude if I was playing.
So he's scary player.
Yes.
Like, he gets in fights a lot?
He didn't really fight that much. He was a captain of the team, so
okay. He
was really a leader. But he would be someone that I would have no business or want anything of.
He definitely sounds like someone that I want to stay away from. So that is our scariest players in sports. Going to take a break here when we come back. Our gifts that we are going to put into the candy baskets of DFW sports teams. That's next on Can I Get a Podcast? Welcome back to Can I Get a Podcast?
Hello.
Hello. This is our Halloween special, spooky podcast, you could say. So now what we're going to do, Jeffrey, I see someone coming down the street here to our metaphorical house.
Uh-oh.
And it's some of the local sports teams here in the Metroplex.
Hi, guys.
And hello, welcome. Now, we are going to decide what we're going to put in their basket. So first, walking up to our door is the Texas Rangers. And what I am putting into their basket, I am putting like a Dave and Buster's swipe card because they had some locker room issues this past year.
They
especially
did,
with the manager.
They did have some locker room issues this year, and there were some that people don't know about that they had issues this year.
So my thought is, take this Dave and Buster's card, all go out there for a night, play some games, get some pizza. I think that'll help you next year. I think getting rid of Bannister helps, but I don't think a night at Dave and Buster's will hurt. I think that'll help the team going forward.
What I will say about this is that there's a group of guys, those young group of guys where you have Rougned Odor, Joey Gallo, Drew Robinson, all Nomar Mazzara, all those guys, those are like brothers.
Yeah.
They're super tight.
Yeah.
But you're right. They did have some locker room issues last year, and it started with the manager. I also chose the Texas Rangers as one of my three teams. But what I'm putting in their basket is precisely four starting pitchers because they have one in their rotation for this for 2019, and that's Mike Minor.
I think that could be, that's like the best gift they could get.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's definitely what's on their Christmas list.
What day did the World Series end?
It was Sunday.
Sunday. So
yeah.
I believe Clayton Kershaw has until Wednesday, whenever you're hearing this, to decide on his opt-out or not. If Clayton Kershaw opts out, be on the lookout for the Texas Rangers there.
Hometown boy coming to play for the Rangers.
Highland Park, Matthew Stafford's catcher, Matthew Stafford was his catcher in high school.
And Kershaw was his center?
I believe that's correct, yes.
I think we talked about this once. It's kind of weird. That is definitely the biggest need for the Rangers going into the next season. You're not going to be able to mishmash a rotation, count on Bartolo Colon, and hope you're going to have any success.
Austin Bibbins Dirks. Love Austin Bibbins Dirks, though.
So that is what we're giving for the Rangers. Next up, I see the Cowboys walking up. I'll tell you what I'm going to put in their candy basket.
Okay.
I am putting 53 VR headsets, and I'm going to make them wear these when they play the game, and we're going to make it look like they're at AT&T Stadium. This is a team, for whatever reason, is so good at home and is so bad on the road.
Dude, you put a lot of thought into this. It makes me look like kind of bad the way you thought of this. And
honestly, this didn't take much. I didn't put a lot of thought into this, so don't feel too bad.
Okay.
But this is something that if the Cowboys maybe just think that they're playing at home, you put the VR goggles on, make them think they're at AT&T Stadium, maybe that helps them get a road win.
I hope so.
Yeah.
The Cowboys need to do better on the road here.
They do need a little help on the road.
Chris, I think we see the Dallas Mavericks walking up to our house.
Yeah, here they come.
Here's what I'm going to give the Mavericks. I'm going to give the Mavericks one of those things you have in those Tekken fighting games called a finishing move.
Yeah.
The Mavericks need a finishing move to be able to win these games. We've mentioned this ad nauseum before. Last year, 12-41 in clutch games. This year, not too much better. They lost that clutch game to the Spurs. They had a chance against Toronto and Atlanta, didn't close it out. The Mavericks need to find some way, somehow, whether it's a made free throw, a made shot, a stop on defense, they need to find a way to finish games.
And that's, I guess, what would give you a little hope for this season, especially in the past game against the Spurs, what you saw from DSJ and Luka, that definitely gives you hope. But for a team that plays so many close games and you just can't hang on, you got to think that if you can figure that out, it's going to be a quick turnaround.
Absolutely. I think they're close.
I thought last year was going to be an aberration. It seems crazy where you can play in so many close games and you lose them all, but they're right back in the same situation. You're right. If you could find a way to close out some of these games, like if you get DSJ to make a free throw at the end of a game, you're closing some of these out, you're picking up more wins. That's something, you're right, that's definitely something they need. This is Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We are at our Halloween. It's Halloween night, and we're at our house handing out tricks and treats to the DFW sports teams as they walk up. And Jeffrey, I see the TCU football team walking up here. They're bruised. They're sluggish. Heads down.
Sean Robinson in a cast.
Yeah, it's... is Kevontae Turpin not here tonight? Oh, maybe
Kevontae
he's not
Turpin's
here.
Absent.
Here's what I'm giving. You know those commercials, Want to Get Away?
Yes, I'm giving the them Southwest
plane,
ones.
I'm giving them Southwest Airlines plane tickets. This is a bad season.
And they happen.
The loss to Kansas, I can say, definitely the lowest point since you've joined the Big 12.
Absolutely.
This might be the lowest point since Gary Patterson became head coach.
I was talking about that with some guys at my other workplace today.
Yeah.
I think it is the lowest point in Gary Patterson's tenure at TCU. Gary Patterson has been an absolute winner at TCU. This year, just really unfortunate circumstances. Quarterback was injured and wasn't playing well. Their best all-around player got into some serious off-the-field issues, and so he's gone. I think TCU will be fine. This is just a one-year deal.
The issue was... they were fighting for a bowl, to go to a bowl. And as part of this, I said, oh, yeah, they're going to make it. They'll beat Kansas. And if you can't beat Kansas, I don't know how you think you're going to make a bowl this year. It might be a December/January. Not January. It might be a December without the Frogs this year.
Good thing no other Texas team has lost to Kansas before.
They're now the scapegoat.
Yes.
They're Texas' scapegoat.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Who's your next? Who do we see
Chris,
walking
up
here?
If you look way down the street there, yeah. They're not quite here yet. But I see a lot of Victory Green out there, and that's the Dallas Stars that are walking towards our house.
Yeah, I do see them coming.
The Stars had a good road win tonight, Tuesday, against the Montreal Canadiens. They're not quite here yet, as we said, but they're getting better. They're improving. They're getting healthy. What I'm going to put in their gift basket, Chris, is depth scoring. I don't know if you've watched one Dallas Stars game this year, so I'm kind of going on a tangent. But outside of Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, and Alexander Radulov, the Stars have no one else who can put the puck in the net. And it's really kind of a problem because we thought they addressed that this summer with the additions of Val Nichushkin and Blake Como. But they didn't do that. And so the Stars need to find someone outside of their big three who can score goals.
That's good. Yeah. I don't even know what to say to that. But
do you
I
know
think
who Alex Radulov is?
I definitely have heard the name.
Do you know what number he wears?
Yes.
What?
91.
That's Seguin. You were close. At least you got one of those right, so I'm cool with that.
What number does he wear?
He wears 47.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, not really.
Like, if you doubled that, I'm kind of close. So I just kind of had it weird. But all right, there's no one else coming up.
We can it looks like it's starting to rain here. Let's turn our lights off.
We're going to close the door, and we get to eat the rest of this candy. We get to enjoy
absolutely.
The rest of the stuff we're going to put in the candy baskets. So as we go to close out our podcast, we're going to do it like we always do, Jeffrey. We're going to go to the 24-second shot clock, And I will go first here. I'm going to keep mine Halloween themed.
Okay.
I just have to say, this might be kind of weird, but we are getting my dog a Halloween costume this year. And he's blind in his left eye. So our obvious choice that we were going to go to is we're going to make him a pirate.
Right.
So we're ordering the little pirate's patch. We're getting him a pirate outfit. Jeffrey, I just wanted to throw this to you, getting your thoughts on Halloween costumes for dogs.
I'm not okay with it. My mom loves to dress up our dog for Halloween.
Yeah?
Puts her in cowboy jerseys and longhorn jerseys. Or a devil outfit, for instance. Yeah, I'm not okay with that, but it's your dog. It's not my dog.
What's your dog going to be this year?
I'm not sure yet. I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
What was your dog last year?
I don't remember. But I know she has been a Cowboys player. She has been a Longhorns player, and she has been a devil, and she has been an angel.
Keep the devil thing away, but I want to see what your dog is this year. Send me a picture.
I will.
I'll
send you a picture.
Go ahead with your 24 seconds.
My 24-second shot clock. Chris, there's a really alarming article I saw earlier, and it's that Twitter is seriously considering getting rid of the like button. This is not something that I'm okay with or that I would promote, but I saw Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey talking about it. They're heavily considering doing away with the like button, and that's not something I'm okay with.
Why?
I have no idea. But it basically sounds like the like button disrupts conversation or something like that. Instead of people liking, they'll be more prone to reply because there's less options or something of that nature. And I don't disagree with that. I think the like button has multiple functions.
Yeah. So all you would have is the retweet and the reply button.
Right.
That's just very weird.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That was Can I Get a Podcast? Before we get on out of here, a couple ways you can listen to the podcast. Head on over to KESN1033.com. Easiest way, click on podcast at the top. Then you can click on Can I Get a Podcast? That's where you can see our feed. You can listen to all of our previous episodes there. This one will be there. Everything. Like, what would we do? Well, how would sports be if we killed the champion every time they won?
No team we talked about today will be killed this year.
No, that is a very true statement. And head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, review, leave a rating. No reviews,
Darn. No
new reviews, no new ratings, which is very disappointing. But if you leave a rating, we will read your review right here on the podcast. Jeffrey, we've done our part. What can other people do to help the podcast?
Well, Chris, you need to tell your friends. You need to tell your coworkers. You need to tell your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. And Chris, you know who the most important person is.
The ex-wives.
The ex-wives.
Tell the ex-wives. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein on Twitter. Follow him. Like his tweets while you still can. At JCoopJR27. I'm Chris Gross. At Chris Gross. I'm going to remove that.
You can't remove that out.
At Chris is Gross, KRISISGROSS. Follow us there. We'll be back next week with another edition of Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.